If I had money, I'd be rich.
If I had money, I'd be
I'm being so motivational.
Wait, okay, if you had money.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Yes. I'm right here.
Welcome to the Unbaked Podcast. We're your hosts, Caitlin.
And I'm Sarah.
In this podcast, two best friends get together to share our own recipes of life, having relationships, and everything in between.
Join us while we share with you our take of the definition of unbaked.
Hello, everyone.
Hello and good morning, if you're listening right away.
Good afternoon or good evening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hello to everyone.
To everyone and anyone.
Hope you guys are doing good. How are you doing, Sarah?
You know what? I'm doing good, but to be completely honest, I'm feeling a bit burnt out.
Yeah.
And it's really, really hitting home with what we're about to talk about.
What we're going to be talking about today, because I feel the exact same way. Yeah. Just overstretching yourself, doing too much.
Yep, not spreading yourself too thin.
Yeah, like you said to me this morning.
Yeah.
Spreading yourself too thin on a cooking sheet.
On a baking sheet. On a piece of bread. On a piece of burnt out toast.
Spreading yourself thin. So yeah, we're talking about burnout today and kind of like stress, feeling overwhelmed, what did we just say?
Spreading yourself too thin.
On a piece of toast.
Yeah.
Like we said in previous podcasts, we're not experts on this. We don't take schooling for this. This is kind of just our own experiences, how we deal with it. Maybe some habits that we could also use. We're not saying these habits because we do them all the time.
No.
It's kind of a reminder for us to also do them. So we're all learning and doing it and growing together. So
that's true.
And that's why we want to do this podcast, because we're not perfect, you know, and that's the whole goal with this whole thing, is to grow with you guys.
We are growing with you guys, because there's times where I'll be doing the research before a podcast episode and I'm like, wow, I forgot about this, or I should really self-reflect on that, or I should really, you know, focus on this topic or that topic. And man, it really helps.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of personal growth in the last how many weeks? Eight weeks now?
Yeah, like it's crazy. Like before we started recording, Sarah and I were talking about how saying things out loud, like affirmations, like genuinely work. And her and I never really did that before, but we're really going to work on it now, because we said it in one of our podcasts about saying it out loud. And even just saying affirmations to yourself in the mirror every morning is so important, and it can work.
It does work.
So we reflected on that one. So that was a really good one.
Yeah.
But anyway, Sarah's going to take it away. She's the one with all the notes today. I don't have any notes. I'm just going to go off of what she's saying, because man, do I ever know the definition of burnout?
Yeah.
Take it away, Sarah. Go
ahead. So we're going to start with discussing what they are. What the symptoms of feeling burnt out are, because I feel like we could just be tired one day, and I feel like there is a difference of just kind of having a off day, being tired, lack of sleep, but then there's like of a constant
pushing yourself,
like where you just feel like you are at the end, like you literally have to drag your feet. Like that's the point where I'm at right now in life, and I just feel completely like I'm shutting down.
Yeah.
There is a difference. I don't know. That's just what I personally kind of figured out.
Well, what burnout really is when it's just everything piles up.
Yeah.
And then you just keep pushing yourself until you reach your capacity.
Exactly.
And it's kind of funny, because we actually did a class on this last week in my schooling about capacity levels and stress and stuff. Because it's really important to like take in consideration how much you can actually take.
Yeah.
Everyone's different. Everyone handles different. Stress differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be seen differently on so many different people. So when we say that we're not professionals on this, if we say something that's burnout to us, nine times out of 10, it's not the same for someone else.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is something to consider.
Yeah, for sure. That's a really good thing to keep in mind while we do talk about this, because we're not perfect, but we're just kind of going with what we feel like. So I would say the first one that there's kind of, it's a three-part. So it's feeling irritated, finding yourself getting irritated a lot quicker at certain things, having a negative take on things instead of maybe you would usually be like, oh, you know, like we talked about before, the glass being half empty or being half full.
Yeah.
So that kind of mindset on things. And then mood swings, which also play a part in being irritated. Because, you know, like to have a quick mood swing or like for some reason feeling irritated at that person even though they've done nothing wrong.
Or something, just something happening and you just flip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
your capacity level's getting way too full. Yeah. Like too full.
It's like spilling over the edge.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
So then the second one for what might be an indicator is isolation. So this one's very important because it's not just, oh, I'm isolating myself because I need to recharge as an introvert. That's not it. I believe. When you're fully isolating yourself, that's like, I feel like when you're at a point of being burnt out and you are an introvert, it's not the fact that you're like, oh, I just need me time. It's more the fact that like, you're really turning down everything. You're not wanting to go out. You're not wanting to even go to work and communicate with people. You're not even wanting to do like your normal day-to-day things that even as an introvert you can do, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
For me, this week, I just didn't even want to do anything. Like the thought of talking to someone, I just couldn't even wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
Like just the pure exhaustion. And that's how I felt lately, like in the last couple weeks. That's how I knew. That was an indicator for me because normally I'm like, oh, it is the weekend. Like 2 weeks ago even, I was like bored out of my mind when I was home alone and Darnell had gone up to work. And I was like, I really wanted a me weekend. And I was excited for that. And I felt productive and I wanted to do things. And so that there's a huge difference of being like an introvert and wanting your personal time, your me weekend, doing that and still enjoying that. Whereas this weekend, I just felt dead. Like I was on the couch. I slept. I napped. I never nap. So that's also another thing is either feeling lack of sleep or sleeping a lot. Right? So it kind of can go both ways because I struggle with both because sometimes I can all of a sudden have no sleep, which causes me to be even more tired. But then sometimes I sleep so much because I'm just in this mode of feeling burnt out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which also plays on, you know, that when you have lack of sleep, then your immune system's weaker. Your mental health. There's like they all play a part in each other. You can experience physical symptoms. You can experience headaches, stomach issues. Like, there's a lot that can go into just feeling burnt out.
Or stress, which is pretty similar.
Yeah. And then the last one that is on our top four is sadness. And it really does play a big part in it. Comes and goes in waves, I believe. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I feel like with burnout, it's kind of like a stage. Like, it gets piled up, you reach your capacity level, and then it overflows, and then you get irritable, you isolate, and then you get sick. Yeah. And while being isolated and sad, there's lots of sleeping, and there's lots of no sleeping, or there's just like anxiety, and that plays a part in the middle, and then it's just sadness at the end. Because then you start to beat yourself up because you haven't been as productive as you usually were. But then that's when you have to self-reflect and say, like, okay, but when I was doing all of those things, like doing so much for other people or doing too much or like just doing way more than I can handle. Mm-hmm. Do I like doing that and feeling burnt out? Or do I like having boundaries with myself and taking the time to relax and make sure you prioritize your chill time, relaxing time, which is difficult for some people. Like I have a difficulty with that. But at the same time, like right now, when we talk about this, it's so funny that we're both feeling the same way because when you said that you didn't even want to leave the house, mm-hmm. I feel the exact same way. And that's so rare for me.
Yeah.
Like I always like to be doing things, but tomorrow I have school and I have like other things to do and homework or whatever, but I'm like, I cannot wait to just lay in bed. Like, holy moly, just for like even an hour, like an extra hour. Like I look forward to that because I've been doing so much.
Yeah.
And I'm never like that. I always want to go, or like go out and go to the gym or go for a walk.
Hang out, be with people, go get coffee.
I don't want to do that. Like, I don't know. And it's funny because burnout sometimes comes with guilt. And that's why I relate so much to it right now because I'm in school part-time. So it's Tuesdays and Thursday nights and then every second Saturday. And then I'm also working 3 days a week. But then at the same time, I feel guilty because I'm like, I could be working more, but it would be out of my like capacity, like I'm going to say a couple times.
Yeah.
But then I've heard people who do work full time when they're in school part time. And then I'm like, well, am I just being lazy or whatever? But everyone deals with things differently. Yeah. I would not be able to work another day.
No.
I need time for homework. I need time for rest. Yep. And then including all of that, I'm still working 3 days a week and then doing the nights of school and homework during the day of those days. I have every second Saturday off, so that's mainly just to see my friends or, you know, catch up on things. And then what? I have Sunday, that's it, to myself. But then half of that evening is meal prepping for the week.
Yeah.
Or catching up on homework. So it's like, when do you actually have time to live your life? So then I feel guilty because I'm like, but is it that much? But it is to me. Because someone could look at my life and be like, well, that's not that stressful. They have lots of time. But me, I'm feeling like, holy, like, I have a lot on my plate. And not to mention, we're making a podcast.
Yeah.
Not that it feels like heavy work and I'm like, oh, I don't want to make a podcast. But, you know, it's a lot. I have a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I underestimate myself sometimes. And it's sad.
We do often underestimate ourselves. And we also struggle with feeling, I'm saying we as in, like, society. There's a problem because people feel guilty for doing their passion projects and things that they want to do. Like doing a podcast, for instance. We started this. It's been great. I love it so much. And I shouldn't have to, and I don't want to feel guilty for spending time doing that versus work. Because I feel like we go to work and we don't feel guilty about that for some reason. But then as soon as I want to spend time doing something that I really feel productive and that I want to do, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, what, now I have to feel guilty for that?
Exactly.
Oh, I hate that.
That's so big. So, that's exactly what I meant.
Just because it's our passion project doesn't mean we have to justify why we want to do it.
Yeah.
And why we want to spend a few hours doing it. I love doing this and I enjoy it a lot. And it does not feel like work to me. And it isn't work to me.
But it could be one day.
It could be one day, and that's my goal. And that's what I want to put out there and manifest into this world.
I did some, like, research on burnouts with ADHD because I find that it's, like, huge with people with ADHD. Mm-hmm. Because your mind's going so much and you're doing so much and, you know, it's difficult for people to not feel burnt out when all that's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for someone with ADHD, I relate. So I found this thing that said 5 ways to prevent and cope with ADHD burnout. A huge one on here was knowing your limits and say no more often. This one used to be really difficult for me. Like we said in, like, almost all of our podcasts, it's like a boundary that you have to set with yourself. And it just makes such a difference. And rest without feeling guilty. Hey, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Wow, this is, like, all so me. I'm going to give a little shout out to the person I'm reading this from. It's called Done ADHD. Great, great Instagram account. And I love that they posted this.
Awesome.
Affirming your self-worth, practice self-care, get expert care when necessary. I just thought that was a really good one. I thought I'd share that with everyone because it's really important when you have ADHD and just in general to take care of yourself and make sure you can recognize when you feel like you're going into a burnout stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder, too, if sometimes, I don't know, this maybe isn't a thing, but when I started, like, doing research today for the podcast that we're recording right now, it kind of picked me up. Mm-hmm. I almost felt a little bit out of my burnout feeling. So mm-hmm. I think it's, I can't stress enough how important it is to do the things that you love.
Yeah, I was actually going to relate to what you said about you feeling like it picked you up when you were doing research mm-hmm. and stuff and writing notes. I know that every Monday I wake up and I never sleep good on, like, Sunday nights, and I wake up and I have to go to work all day, and I'm like, oh, like, going and doing something after work is, like, the last thing I want to do. But then I always remind myself, like, it's something that I want to do though, and I know it will be worth it. Mm-hmm. So, like, just hope for the best. And I know that every single time, even though I'm super exhausted like I am today, it's still, like, I'm still loving being here and like doing this. Like, because it doesn't feel like work.
No, me too.
Because it's something that we're passionate about, right?
It's
exciting and it's fun and it's something that, you know, we both feel like we're really good at and we want to expand in.
And learn more. Like, every time we do one of these things, either in the background stuff or actually from what we're talking about, I've learned so much.
Yeah.
Like, in the editing process and then in the Instagram for you. And, like, there's so much that we're, like, doing, but it's so much fun. I don't know. I love it.
It's a lot of fun. It doesn't feel like work.
No.
But it's funny because every Monday I'm like, oh, that's, like, I don't want to do anything after work. Yeah. It's going to be really tough. But as soon as I get here, I'm like, oh.
Like, we got this.
I'm way better
it's
now.
It's fun.
Yeah, we're good.
I know. It's awesome. So here's some things on how to recover from it. How to get yourself back into your normal groove. How to be able to cope kind of with it a little bit differently. Like, maybe there's some things, tips and tricks. So I'll kind of go over a couple point forms and we'll discuss. So this one's also from Instagram. I got it from a lady. Her Instagram handle is Carolyn Rubenstein, PhD, if I'm correct. So that's her Instagram. She had a little slide on it and I really thought it was awesome. So I'll read some. So, which we talked about, the number one was set and enforce boundaries and reevaluate your priorities.
Oh.
That one's interesting to me. I think that it's kind of an eye opener in a way. You're like, oh, well, what are my priorities, right?
Yeah.
And I think priorities should be taking care of yourself for number one, mm-hmm. whether it be like going to the gym or meal prepping, making something healthy for dinner, focusing on yourself that way, or even just, finding your hobby and being like, that should be my priority right now because that makes me feel better.
Like
that
our
makes
podcast.
Me. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It says another one would be to journal or check in with yourself or others. As hard as it might be, because like especially like if we're both feeling in that, it's hard to like reach out to because you just literally feel so hermit, like a hermit. And you're like, I don't ever wanna. I know. Yeah. So that's a tough one, but it's a good one. So and this kind of goes off of that too is create an environment to support your well-being. Whether it's a cozy spot you make in your house or like something where you if you're like a visual person and you're like, oh, I love it when like everything's like clean and organized and there's not like cords hanging or things like that. Like if you have a nice place where you can look at and view and it, like, I don't know, like for visual, I feel like that makes me feel like I'm in calm. A really calm, safe,
like a
good
clean
environment.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Clean house, clean mind.
Yes, exactly. Or if you prefer like physical things, like getting fidget stuff.
Yeah.
Like to kind of like clear your mind in that sense to relax.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a good one too.
Yeah.
And so another one would be to identify stressors. So we've talked about this before, but what is in your control?
Yeah.
We've talked about that with anxiety. So what is something that is causing you stress, causing you to feel so burnt out? Like for me, it's, I have my bosses away, so I feel like there's a lot more going on at work between me and my other coworker that we have to handle. And it's okay. It's great. I mean, we're doing it. We did it, and I'm proud of us. But that's an extra thing. And then, with Darnell being away, it's like, okay, well, for my second job, it's like, oh, can you work more? And I mean, I guess, because the money's important, but no, like, I can't right now,
you have to prioritize yourself.
I just, like, I said yes too much, mm-hmm. especially last week.
Like I
week.
Just said, you gotta say no. Right?
You gotta say no.
Okay, but I will say, though, it's easy to identify, to an extent, what is making you feel burnt out, but what if it's, like, your job? Or what if it's, like, your family? Or what if it's your relationship, or what if it's your friendships, or all this kind of stuff, like mm-hmm. that's the one thing that I really want to like focus on in this podcast episode, is like those are the ones that are difficult, because
they
people
are.
Can be like, oh, like my house is dirty, you clean it, okay, you're good, that's one stress out of the way. But what if it's mm-hmm. your job? What if
well,
it's your
yeah.
career? What if it's your schooling? What so many people get burnt out with school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only in part-time and like holy moly, I have so much stuff to
do
but I try to get it done and not stress myself out and put too much work on myself. But those are the questions that I'm sure lots of people are asking, like what if it's your everyday life?
I guess in a way it's like these could be it's almost like a two-parter in a way. You're like, okay, well, so step A is to find what is it. Is it work? Is it home life? Is it mm-hmm. relationship? Is it school? Is it your dog? Is it, the sky? I don't know. Whatever it might be. And then from that to go, okay, well, now I know what may be the main stressor or the main cause of my burnout. So what can I do to kind of ease that a bit? I don't know. I guess it's like, you got to identify those first.
Yeah.
But how do you do that? How do you figure that out?
And how do you get to
the
point
of... That's
the
big question.
Not making it
burn
you out, right?
I guess if that person or that situation is really toxic, I think it all boils down to, like, really, really listening to yourself. Because, and we talk about this so much, but I can't stress it enough, is, like, you need to be, like, really, really in tune with yourself. Because if you're not, then you're going to, like, be so out of whack. Like, you're going to be like, well, why do I feel this way? Or why do I feel that? Like, I've become so in tune with parts of myself that I know specific feelings now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it takes a lot of time and learning. And I'm so far from knowing everything. Because even this feeling of feeling burnt out this time. Like, I guess every time a situation happens, I think, okay, well, what is this feeling I'm feeling? And I have to remember this so that I can better learn next time it happens, or that mm-hmm. I can cope a little better next time it happens, mm-hmm. that I can pinpoint what's going on sooner
mm-hmm.
and maybe stop it before it gets too much.
Yeah.
Too, like, way worse.
Yeah, exactly. So bringing it back to that whole work situation, I'm a very much advocate on work-life balance, but it's something that I've had to learn in the last bit to not feel guilty for.
Mm-hmm.
And as we are getting, you know, as time is going by and, you know, generations are coming in, I've seen a lot of things on, like, TikTok and the internet that no one, quote unquote, wants to work anymore. And I think this is really important to talk about because that's not the truth.
Yeah.
And not that I know statistics of anything. I have watched a couple videos about it and how it's not just that we're lazy and we don't want to work.
Right.
But in reality, honestly, ask yourself this. Do you actually want to work? Do you want to work for someone else?
Not yourself. No. Ultimately, no.
Exactly.
If I had like my dream set up, mm-hmm. it would be to be recording the podcast
mm-hmm.
and doing that and enjoying that every week and maybe working one day at Bean to Cup just because I love it.
Yeah.
And that's just what I'm used to. And I do love it.
True. True, true.
If it's truly what you love. Mm-hmm. I think, but if it was just a job where it actually caused stress and I was uncomfortable and I didn't like it, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I just think I'm extremely lucky to have that.
You are, yeah.
And
that's great.
I try not to take it for granted, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But, like, that's one of the questions that someone asks mm-hmm. in those podcasts. It's like, okay, you guys, all these quote-unquote boomers and whatever are saying, oh, no one wants to work. They're all so lazy. It's like, well, do you want to work?
No,
I didn't think so. Like, exactly. I don't think anyone, unless it's your passion and mm-hmm. something that you're, like, super in love with and it's your business, star on that one, your business mm-hmm. that you're getting more money from,
mm-hmm.
I, like, get that. But really, like, no one likes to work at McDonald's. No one likes to work at the gas station. Like, no, you know, but it's the sad truth because we do need that stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe not fast food, but, like, gas we need for sure.
Yeah.
But I saw one thing that showed that Gen Z's and millennials are at, I think it was a 74% of, like, feeling so burnt out and, like, realize that working is just too much for them for the typical 9-to-5 and, like, mm-hmm. the 40-hour weeks compared to, like, the boomers are like, oh, like, there's however many of them saying, like, oh, we need to work the 40-hour weeks, if not more, and do the overtime, blah, blah, blah. It's like, that's how you get burnt out, though.
Yeah.
And I don't get it, but...
And it was a different time.
Yeah, I was just going to go on to that topic, is that when that time was a thing, you would work, and with one singular income, mm-hmm. you could afford a house, you could afford either rent at a house, two kids, food on the table, clothing, whereas now, there's double income, and there's no benefit to it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, inflation's to blame and, like, whatever, but, like, and so many other things, but it's, my friend said, she's like, why most people don't want to work nowadays is because there's no reward to it for us.
Yep.
And I was like, holy crap, that's nuts.
It's
true. And that's how a lot of people feel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that is so crazy how much in the last 3 years, how the pandemic just absolutely swooped under our feet and mm-hmm. changed so many things.
It did. It really, like, did.
Sarah and I were reflecting on this before we started recording, how much easier things were. Like, she was saying, you were saying that you had, like, savings and stuff, and I was like, man, so did I.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could have, like, comfortably rented a place in, like, Kelowna with a friend, and I would have been totally fine, like, working as a receptionist.
I did a 4-day work week, and I made less because back then, before, you know, I always get raises with minimum wage, right, to cover the difference of what I was making. But, like, I had way less back then, and I still had a savings account. I had my credit card paid off. I had rent was affordable. Like, it sure has fucked us over.
Well, yeah, and, like, I try to think about what would make it that, quote unquote, Gen Zs and millennials would actually want to work. And I truly believe it's shortening the work weeks, mm-hmm. shortening the hours, and more pay.
Yeah.
Which sounds so selfish and so greedy, but it's true. Like, because people are now realizing that 90% of people have mental health issues. So many people have autism, have ADHD, have, like, everything under the sun. And that's not easy to cope with and live a normal life and work a 9-to-5 anymore. It's sad, but it's true. Like, yeah. I have ADHD and stuff. Like, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. And I'm not trying to use it as an excuse. And that's my defensiveness coming into hand because I feel guilty.
But you shouldn't have to because you do work full time when you're not in school. And you're in school right now. You're in school and you're working part time. So you basically are working full time.
Yeah. So, like, and I'm making a podcast.
Yeah, and okay. Yeah. So you have no... If you were just sitting on your ass at home and you're like, we deserve more money and blah, blah. Like, yeah, no, yeah. Obviously. But you're working hard and you are one of those people who have had a job since out of high school and you've worked this whole time and you've seen the change. But I also feel like the people, like our group of, what is it called?
We're like millennials. What are we? I don't know.
I feel like the new age, the new era of people that are out there. I think we almost have that little spark. It's almost like a new group of people who just, like, they want more in life. And no offense to everybody else, because a lot of time, you know, our parents, they grew up, they did what they wanted and they felt was the right thing.
They did what they were supposed to.
Yeah. And I feel like now there's, like, a bit of a change of pace. And people are like, well, no, I want to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that no one was happy back then. I'm just saying personal...
I'm joking.
I'm just saying from more of a personal, like, view, it's like I have that drive. I have that little fire in me where I'm like, well, I want to be ultimately doing what makes me happy. And it's hard because a lot of times you just have to get the bills out. You have to make rent and you just have to take 3 jobs in order to do that. And it's, you know, it's really sad. But and I encourage those people that are doing that to really ask themselves, like, what do I really want out of life? Like, what are my passions? It's not impossible to do what you want to do. It's there and you just have to figure it out and grab it and get a hold of it, take the reins and do it.
Yeah.
Just take that first step.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, and I'm not saying we're successful, but I'm putting that out there that, you know what? This is something I'm super passionate about. And why can't it be our life?
Exactly.
It is a life for a lot of people. Why can't we have that?
Exactly. And that's what we got to do to get it started.
Exactly.
We have to be consistent.
Taking that first step. Yeah. And there might be that fear in the way. And there might be that time where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do it. Last year, I was that person. Last August, when we were sitting there in the restaurant, I remember just being like, okay, yeah. But then this year, it's like I'm a new me.
360.
I just all of a sudden was like, yeah, why not? Why do I give a shit what people think? We're posting these videos now. A year ago, I would never post them. Oh my gosh. But you know what? I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know what? You're either going to love us or hate us. I don't know why I went on a tangent about
us.
I liked it, though.
It was good.
I don't know. I just feel empowered. I just wanted to, like, kind of put that little encouragement out there because anything is possible and you have to just want it.
And put your heart.
You really, really have to.
Put your heart
and
mind.
I think that's what a lot of people nowadays are seeing of all ages, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it, man.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
I think also too, kind of going back to what you were talking about with housing and stuff and finding out that, like, well, we can't buy a house.
Uh-huh.
It's right now it's so difficult, and they do have incentives for, like, first time home buyers and to kind of get you in the market. But, like, it's really hard to even just save and pay off credit card debt, or you go to school for 5-6 years and you have all this debt you got to pay off before you can even think about that. And
yeah,
it might be a better career with a better paying job, but at the end of the day, it's debt is debt, and it's, you got to pay all that shit off.
You know what's sad? I was just thinking about it. So I'm going into be an education assistant, and back in the day, like back in earlier 2000s, that was like a high paying job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was. Being a teacher and an education assistant was a very high-paying job, and it was rewarding, and you got benefits and summers off and
mm-hmm.
winters off and spring breaks off. And, you know, now I'm reflecting, and education assistants make $26 an hour to start in BC. And I was talking to a couple of them when I was doing my observation day, and they were like, we don't get paid enough. It's like a struggle. And I'm like, you're looking after $26? So many children. Well, not even that. I'm like, wow, I genuinely thought $26 was a lot of money. But in this day, it's not.
Yeah.
Which probably, is so shitty.
Yeah, probably 30 years ago it was. Oh, 100%. 20 years, even that's 20 years ago.
Maybe like 10, not maybe, even. Maybe,
yeah.
5.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. 5. Exactly. Probably right before COVID.
And I'm like, damn, what is going on?
It's crazy. And that's the thing. Like, my friend, her mom's a teacher, and we were discussing this last summer when she was here, and she's like, the benefits, the pay, like, you don't get anything now out of it. Mm-hmm. And it's so heartbreaking because these are the people who are raising our children. Like,
oh, 100%.
You have to treat these people with the respect and the money they deserve. Yeah, like, they honestly, need what this they is,
deserve. Like, seriously.
This is our future you're talking about. Like, we have incredible teachers, and they're just getting, like, shit on.
Yeah. I'm doing a course, a workshop, actually, about, like, teacher and education assistant self-care and, like, avoidant for burnouts. So, after I'm done that workshop, if you guys want some more tips and tricks, I would be more than happy to talk about it then. Because, you know, I'm sure I'm going to get tons of knowledge from that one, too. So,
yeah,
I'm excited for that because it's important to really, like, focus on your self-care with your job. No matter what. If it's your career, if it's your job, life, anything.
It's true.
Yeah.
Even if it's the career you've pushed for forever. That, you know, you see in the movies where it's, like, the businesswoman and she's, like, working late hours or she's a lawyer or something. She's working till, like, 10 at night. And
in the office.
In the office. She's just drinking coffee and it's just, like... It just is so unrealistic.
It is.
It's, I mean, it's a lot of people do it. Doctors, you know, lawyers, nurses, everybody, you know, with big careers like that. But I guess it's hard.
One thing I want to say that I might get shit for is, like, going back to the housing thing and the boomers. I'm sorry if you get offended by that word, but that's the only way I can actually describe it. Is that they're like, oh, no one wants to work anymore. You're so lazy. It's like, well, so in your time, women actually didn't work. So why are you giving me crap about this?
Right.
Women didn't even work.
It was an option. Well, I mean, a big option. I'm to not have saying to stay at home.
Yeah, stay at home mom is a job for sure. But like, they didn't go out and work for like money, kind of thing. So it's like, well, why are you guys giving us crap when you could afford a whole house, all of this stuff, like I mentioned before, with one income?
Yeah.
And the mom didn't have to work, or the wife didn't have to work at all. So it's like, why, if you guys are gonna be stuck in the old generation in old times?
Yeah.
How about we all just stop working, women? Yeah. Let's fight the men. We're done working.
We're done.
Like, we've told Darnell and Austin that we want to get famous from this podcast and then just do podcasts.
Yeah. But
that would be a dream.
It would be. And we thank you all for your love and support. Thank you so much.
We're going to start a GoFundMe. I'm joking.
No, but we will start selling merch. Let us know if you want some.
Yeah, we're going to be selling merch for sure.
We're working on that. That is in the next few months. Yeah, the near future. Near
future, yes. Yeah. And also, we were going to be planning on doing a giveaway at some point, too, with some local small businesses. Mm-hmm. So that'll be really awesome, and I hope you guys can all enjoy that.
We didn't even talk about our drinks of the week this week.
Oh my gosh. Man, I feel like we always forget that one.
We do.
It's okay. We got lemon water.
We got lemon water. Which is a very, very important thing. Drink lots of water if you're feeling burnt out. Lots of water, good food, good nutrition. I just had the chili bites. And Caitlin had pizza, but We were recording, so we didn't have time to make a nice meal.
What?
I did have Caesar salad.
Caesar salad.
So a few more things. I'm gonna open the page. So we went over what they are, how to kind of recover, cope with. A couple things to avoid. Is which we talked about. Mm-hmm. Bad work, job types, your careers. Things that, you know, if it ain't making you feel good, don't do it.
Yes.
I know it's easier said than done. I know. Another one is screen time. It's really bad to have blue light. Like, I always wear glasses when I'm recording or working on my computer from home. I find that it does help a lot. Taking yourself away from the phone, trying to do more things like going outside if the weather's nice, hopefully. I know it's really hard at the, we're like at the end, the final stretch of this year, and we're so close to spring and I can't wait. But grounding is really a good one. Becoming one with nature, putting your feet in the sand, in the grass, in the ocean.
It shoving sand up your butt.
Shoving sand up your bum bum. Also with grounding it, so it boosts your immune system, it relaxes muscle tension, balances your biological rhythm, balances your nervous system, which ultimately is your brain.
Yeah.
So that's a little thing that I love doing, especially when the weather is nice, because it's so helpful. I feel so much better. I feel like my body just runs better when I'm one with nature.
Can you believe that people genuinely never wear shoes?
Yeah, that is crazy. No, I just mean go to the beach and put your feet in the sand. Yeah. But
there's some people out here that literally do not wear shoes. Just walk around
in the scalding hot.
Ooh.
It's on concrete. Which doesn't even, gosh. It defeats the purpose of grounding. There's nothing that in concrete.
Yeah, that would hurt.
I'm talking about the earth.
The earth.
Earthing, they call it too. Earthing.
Yeah. I just want to I did this meditation once where I had to imagine myself in a field. But for some reason, I imagined myself at the top of Cal Provincial Park, at the top of one of the hikes that I do. And
with a rattlesnake?
With a rattlesnake around my wrist. Oh. I just want to lay there. And I feel that would be so nice. Just lay there on a sunny day in the grass.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, maybe that's when you have those, your mind is telling you okay, this is what I really want. And I bet if you did that, you'd probably feel so good.
Yeah.
If you did exactly what your mind was telling you, especially if it's a place where you can actually go to.
Yeah.
We have access to go there.
Yeah.
Not I want to put my sand. I know. It's not
I want to put my sand in my feet.
No, it's not I want to go all the way to the pyramids, the Great Pyramids, and put my feet in the sand there, right? The Cal is right there. We're good. Let's do it.
The bar or the beach?
Both.
Yeah, both. I'm sorry I keep going back and forth this, but I was just reading on this and I think it's really important, but I keep backtracking. I'm sorry. The whole freaking work thing is so big for me. Mm-hmm. So then I just looked up the statistic and it says, why do Gen Zs and later millennials not like working so much? The report revealed that good work-life balance and learning and development opportunities were the top priorities for the respondents when choosing an employer. It also showed that 45% of these people feel burnt out due to their work environment, and 44% have left jobs due to workload pressure. And then another one said, how do they feel about work? And it said employed Gen Zs and late millennials respondents are more likely to report that the pay they receive for their work does not allow them a good quality life. 26% compared with 20% of other respondents are less likely than others to report feeling fairly recognized and rewarded for their work. I'm like, what?
And I like the term rewarded for their work, because I feel like that also is something
I don't want a pizza party.
No,
I want a bonus.
Well,
I
don't
want a pizza party
for sure. And as an employer, acknowledgement and being hey, I see you, you're doing great. That is a good reward. But I mean more of personal rewards. Oh, I was able to save this money to put a down payment on a house. That is the reward ultimately from working really hard. And
you work for yourself.
Yeah.
You're not working to get pizza or to have coffee with your coworkers every second Monday.
Yeah, it's
you're working for your life only. Yeah. When you think about it, everyone's selfish. Only working for yourself.
Yeah.
Or your family or your partner or your dog or your bearded dragon. You're not there because you want to work. You're there because you need to live.
Exactly.
You know? And
I feel like we just have this block now because we're trying to make ends meet so much that we can't put that money towards a house right away. We have to pay off our debts first. We have to kind of try to survive as we are. And that's why I'm super grateful for what Darnell and Austin are doing, because they are taking a step, even though it's obviously I doubt they want to be there. They don't, being away from us, their family, but it's something to put us a little bit farther, because those jobs are a little bit harder to come by, but because of the they do pay decent, right? But I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to mention too is I feel with how the world is right now with inflation and house pricing and the rent increases, all this kind of thing that's making things so unbearably difficult to afford, that can also like get taken to your everyday life. Like when I read these articles about how people are like quitting or taking mental health leaves, it's like it could be your work, but at the same time, it's the whole pressure of just life. Like being able to, like, am I going to pay my bills this month? Am I going to be able to afford groceries? Like, I am going through that personally right now. Like, I'm like, okay, I can only buy groceries this time because I'm only working so much and then I'm in school and it's just, it's crazy.
You have to pick
and then you bring you that energy to work and then you're like, I don't want to be here. And then you feel grumpy and then it just completely shapes your whole life. And that's, it's crazy because, I'm sorry, unpopular opinion, and I'm sure you feel the same way about this. If I had money, I'd be rich.
If I had money, I'd be... I'm so motivational.
Wait, okay, if you had money...
wherever you go, there you are.
I'm right here.
If I had money, if I was rich, I'd be happy. Because richness would bring me happiness.
No, I know. That's a really, actually, I like that. People say money doesn't buy you happiness.
Oh my gosh, shut buys, up.
I know. Don't, like, money is not everything, but money is a lot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you could, that was a crazy laugh. I just did. I sounded psycho. I was like, wow, we're getting all passionate.
Yeah, passionately.
But anyways, money, it can
bring you money.
Money can bring you money. That's all I'm saying. Money will bring you money.
And I listen to our podcast and I listen to my cackle when we're laughing. I'm like, I can't like imagine the people listening and how silly I sound.
You're like,
oh, this is my authentic laugh.
That's true. Hey, that means we're comfortable. We're comfortable with y'all.
Yeah.
That's so funny. But yeah, like ultimately, yeah, it gives you the financial freedom so that you can focus on what's really important in life. And then going back to what you said about stress and paying bills, and that causes you to feel burnt out. Like that also does fit in there. We didn't even say that, but that's...
I just came up with that on my own.
Right? It's
there. I didn't even need the notes.
You have that financial stress. You have that buildup. You're like, okay, well, I got to make ends meet this month. I got to pay rent. I have to make sure the groceries are done. I make sure, you know, the kids, the dogs, the dragons, they all have their food.
Dragons.
How to Train Your Dragon. Yeah. Did you see that? I want to get Cora that so badly.
Oh, my God.
The little How to Train Your Dragon one. Did you see that one I sent you?
No.
Oh, it's so cute. Look on your phone.
What was it? What
the
was
little costume.
Oh, yes.
The little with the red tail. Oh. That's from How to Train Your Dragon.
Really?
Yeah, or the shark.
I just bought her a leash.
So I can take her out in the summer.
Yay. Dude, I can take her in my car. Like, I can take
her awesome.
To the beach.
That's so cute.
I'm not even joking.
She's going to be in the sand.
Dude, I'm going to get like a little carriage or something. I'm gonna be that girl.
Please do.
I'm going to be that crazy bearded dragon lady because she's the best and she's so friendly. Yeah, I'm gonna get a keychain.
Bearded dragon mama.
Yeah, exactly.
or owner of bearded
dragons. You don't like bearded dragons on the back? Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
Like but I wanted to like say one last thing before we wrap things up is like, I've said this in a podcast before. Last year? Oh my gosh, it was almost exactly a year ago. Wow, that's wild. Is when I ended up going on a personal mental health leave because I was the lowest I've ever been in my life and I was so burnt out. And you want to know something that I never forget is
What's that?
I was told that at work that they didn't even notice. And it wasn't even that I was just burnt out. I was the most depressed I've ever felt in my life. I could barely eat because I was so anxious. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sleeping. My relationship was poor because I wasn't engaging with Austin. And I felt, you know, it was just the lowest I've ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. And I had them tell me, they're like, I didn't even know. And I'm like, that honestly made me sad because of how well I masked it.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy, how much you can mask things when you're suffering so bad.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's good to mask things once in a while, like when you're like, you know, trying to get through it and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I didn't even know I was masking it so hard because I was literally just trying to be like, go to work. Like, you'll be fine. Like, I had that mentality of being like, just suck it up. You'll just be fine. Just go to work. Just go to work. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I cracked, like I said before.
Yeah.
I cracked and oh my gosh. I remember my boss called me when I contacted her about my leave and she's like, ah, and I was like, ah, And I just started like hysterically crying because I just felt guilt and I felt shame and I was embarrassed. And it was just, holy, it was a wild, wild time. But I'm like forever grateful that I did it because I learned a lot about myself and I learned that I just can never get to that point again.
Yeah.
Thanks to Austin as well, because he was the one that pushed me to do it. And since then, I've been on medication and it's been helping a lot, but I'm an advocate for burnout.
Yeah.
And avoiding it.
Yeah.
But I am tired today. Like, I only slept like 3 hours last night because I don't sleep well on Sunday nights. I wonder if other people are like that. I feel like other people are like that.
Like, before, right before work?
Right before work. The start of a work week, they never sleep good. I feel like that's just like a universal thing.
I agree. Because
they're like stressed about work. Or not that I'm stressed. I'm just like, I don't know. The fact it's that you just have to wake up early.
You
gotta
go. You gotta make sure your alarm goes off. Like, there's things that go into it. You gotta get up, get ready, eat. Like, I don't know.
Have your lunch packed. Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
I hope you guys learned some things, enjoyed our stories.
I have one little quote that I've loved this since the first time I heard it, and I kind of thought it was a bit fitting because you might be, you know, at rock bottom right now, or you might feel really burnt out or stuff is going on in your life. But this one, I love this quote. So it's, you don't have to wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy. And that's by, her name's Nightbird. Her name's Jane. She was on America's Got Talent. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, I loved that. And she had like 1-2% chance of survival. She had cancer. And she passed away. But that was her quote. And it's just so powerful. Like, you can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy. So
I'm going to get that tattooed on my butt cheek.
I know.
Sorry, that's inappropriate, but it's like, I love that quote.
It's really, it's powerful.
I make jokes out of
I know, because that. you're feeling emotions.
I'm like, I'm feeling emotions, therefore I have to make a joke.
That's the reaction, which is fine. That's
my coping mechanism.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing. That's an amazing quote. I love that.
Because we might be in a hard time right now, and we might be feeling exhausted and burnt out, but, you know, we have to choose to be happy. And we can't wait until this moment in life is gone. Because what if it takes 5 years? What if it takes a month? What if it... Right? We don't know. And we just gotta be happy.
You can't keep living in that moment of like, okay, well, when this happens, I'll finally be happy.
Exactly.
That is so exactly. big for people. Or like waiting for something to happen and then you're like, oh, then I'll be happy. It's like, well, why can't you...
Yes.
Find happiness where you are now.
Thank you. I love that.
And scene.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, have a great week. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you so much for listening. Peace, love, lip gloss.
Peace, love, lip gloss.